Dr. Skip Mead is an English teacher at Berkshire School in Sheffield, Massachusetts, and has been influential in the study and recognition of civil rights activist, co-founder of the NAACP, and Great Barrington native W.E.B. Du Bois. After World War I, Du Bois became a leading figure in the Harlem Renaissance, a wide-ranging cultural reawakening, as described by Mead.
The overall theme of the Harlem Renaissance, internationally, nationally, is, I would think, achievement. And the ability to have the environment within which the talents of an individual and a people, a community, can be nourished and blossom.
The student work on display is meant to express how students connected to the movement and work of illustrator Edward Hopper on exhibit at the museum. The idea of achievement blooming through the pursuit of education in a specific setting is expressed in Berkshire Junior Ieva Pronskevičiūtė's work. The Lithuanian native tapped into her sense of place within the boarding school's community through her ceramic flower blossom, dark gray on the outside, echoing another environment, and a blasting of bright colors and shapes on the inside.
This piece kind of represents me in Berkshire, how in this, like, a flower shape, I am bursting with, like, colors, and I don't know, just, like, I wanted this to be very bright and fun and full of texture and color. So inside you can see all of that texture, all of that color, and outside is just a little bit darker.
After touring an exhibit of largely unknown works of Hopper and learning about the Harlem Renaissance, students have been painting, cutting, and drawing in preparation. Work from six students ranging from digital art to graphite will be on display next to Hopper's early 20th century illustrations. Norman Rockwell Museum's education curator Tom Daly made the connection between the Harlem Renaissance and the introspective and often sullen Hopper.
You have the W.E.B. Du Bois going out there, almost a solitary voice in talking about this opportunity for change, and you have the other voices starting to chime in at the point where Hopper's career as an illustrator is really up and running, I guess you could say. The Harlem Renaissance is starting to gel, and we're starting to have artists and playwrights and musicians all sharing the same emotion of loneliness.
Berkshire School senior Melody Barrows recognized the lack of interaction in Hopper's work. Using graphite, Barrows drew herself as a young girl looking out a window, positioned next to an image of herself today. She is expressing her experience of growing up in Sheffield and how the joy of the Berkshires can be lost as one reaches teenage years.
Me as a small child with an expression of a smile on my face with my little sister. And I, on the right side, it's me kind of looking more depressed. And I also found that in the Norman Rockwell Museum with Edward Hopper's pieces. They were all, none of them looked at each other as well. So I kind of took that, and that influenced me because I'm not looking directly into my eyes in the reflection.
Mead says it's important to remember the Harlem Renaissance, or the New Negro Movement as it's also known, was driven by concurrent individual efforts. He points to Jesse Fawcett, who read Du Bois' work, went on to become literary editor of his Crisis magazine, and brought poet Langston Hughes to its pages.
She became known as the midwife of the Harlem Renaissance. And so there was a nurturing, individual nurturing, that had to happen.
Daly says the movement's inclusion of all people and their achievements makes it resonate today.
I guess in my mind, it's really where the Harlem Renaissance is inspiring for all. It's that it wasn't necessarily something that was just for one group of people. It was something that reminded all of us that the arts cross-pollinate, and they should do that.
The lecture starts at 5:30 October 4th at the Norman Rockwell Museum. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.